Halavaya would last for 8 days. I'd like to share, obviously, the Yontif has multiple inyanim. I'd like to share with you one fundamental yesod of the Yontif, which to me, I feel very strongly about. And to preface it by a few very basic questions. In Parshas Bereishis, it says, Bereishis Bor Elokim Hashemayim V'Haaretz, V'Haaretz Yosov V'Vov V'Choshech Al Pnei Sahom. And Chazal see in those different forms of lack, so to speak, of Choshech and emptiness, etc., referring to the different Golias. Choshech, as we all know, is referring to Hanukkah. Says, because why? Shehichshit Einayim Shel Yisrael. They darkened the eyes of Yisrael. How? By they mandated that on the Keren HaShor, they would write the fact that we reject Ein Lanu Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. So the first shaila is, why Bedafka Keren HaShor? Let them write it on the wall. What's the inyan of Keren HaShor? Number two, Chazal tell us that there was a particularly focus upon three basic things: Shabbos, Mila, and Kiddush HaChodesh. And once again, we need to understand why Bedafka those three things. A third question is, there's the famous kasha that the Velt asks. We know that Tuma Hutra Bitzibor. So what's the big deal of having to find Pach Shemen, which is Tahar? The next question is, the Chazal tell us that the Lashon of Chazal is that we're supposed to leave it outside Mibachutz for Pirsumei Nisa. And once again, the Ha'ar is, why do you have to say leave it outside? Just say Pirsumei Nisa. And mainly you'll know, you'll figure it out how to do it. And two more questions, and we'll try to fend for it, but I think that it's something that's very significant to all of us. We know that there's a concept of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. And why Bedafka on Chanukah is this inyan of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim? Why? And the last question is, there's obviously a connection between Chinuch and Chanukah. Same Shoresh. And why? What's the connection Bedafka of this Yontif? I think we have to understand a little bit deeper what's the concept of the Choshech that we're talking about? And ultimately, how is it really nogeya to each one of us? Choshech, you have to understand Choshech, we need to understand Or. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be light. He created light. Obviously, it's not the light like the sun, because that wasn't until the fourth day. So obviously, the Or means, in a certain sense, is defining the purpose of the world. That there should be Or, that we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Bore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, that's true, but that's not enough. Because if you have something too easy, big deal. So the concept of Choshech is meaning that I have to, it's kind of darkened. It could be nature, it could be a person's problems. And they say, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I got to see it, why me? A lot of people ask, why me? All these things, that's the Choshech. And the goal is to be able to see the Or beneath the Choshech. The Shor is, the concept of Shor is reminiscent of the idea of nature, earning food, etc., etc. We know the Yevanim rejected the idea that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu beneath nature. They deified nature. By us, we say Nishtemes. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls nature all the time. So the concept of the idea of the Shor, which refers to the idea of working the ground, Parnasa, etc., etc., that says, like it says, there's a connection between an open nace and getting food, is the belief that every single thing is up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We work hard. Listen, I live in the world, I deal with the businessmen. And believe me, I see the koichi ve'oitzem yadi every time. It doesn't stop me from asking them for money, trust me. But it's a challenge of a person. The kaychi v'yotzim yodi. Automatic. I work hard. But that's not a Jewish concept. The Jewish concept is what we think is nature is really the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we understand why Shor. Shabbos, people make a mistake. You ask the average person what happened on Shabbos, they'll say HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Nothing happened. Nishdemes. On Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the idea of Kedusha, a purpose in life. We say Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid Maisei Bereishis, the Ribbono Shel Olam, every single second, recreates the world. That mandate to recreate the world emanates from Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a tachlis to do it. We need the world. For Ruchnius. So we understand why the Yevanim would reject Shabbos, which is antithetical to the idea that everything's natural. We deify nature. There's no more Ribbono Shel Olam. Mila. Svarim say that the physical drive of a person is limited or mitigated due to Mila. B'derech HaTeva, that doesn't make any sense. But the teretz is, the world doesn't run by Teva. And the last one of Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabbi Yankov Emden writes in his Siddur, in his Hakdama, he says the greatest proof to the nace of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that Klal Yisrael is still around. Golus, we're still living. It's kind of reminiscent of Kiddush HaChodesh. We go from one place, we disappear, we reappear, etc., etc. It shows that the world is not controlled by nature, but there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And once again, they rejected it. And that's why they went after Kiddush HaChodesh. But let's talk tachlis. What I said at the very beginning. To me, and let's say I'm talking to myself, but listen. Okay, listen. Because I think it might be no gay to everybody. Efshim. Rabbi Sai, from a natural perspective, let's understand something. If a person does something wrong, if you go purely on nature, a person will never change. Kaven Shadosh Nasa Bokeh Teira. It'll continue. We'll never stop. Those of us that have difficulty showing up in Seder, you could sell your Gemara. Because you'll never show up. You get used to it, it keeps going and going and going. Never change. Chanukah is the yontif in which it's Rafutta writes, and he calls this is a yontif of das, in which the das is so antithetical to the das of the Yevanim, because it's das where we believe in the fact that our das is mevutal to Ribbono Shel Olam, not that we deify the human das. So at least in the yontif of that, of das, let's think about ourselves. Analyze ourselves. It's a leinsach. So from a teva point of view, we'll never change. But the chiddush of this yontif is that we're not controlled by teva. B'derech she'adam reitza leilich meilichinos. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us that impetus, that ability. In fact, it's even stronger. That's why there's a pach shel shemen, to look for it. What's the analogy of it? We're Tommy. Lord knows what we've done. But there's a pach shel shemen within each one of us that we have to find. And this is the yontif to find it. And when it says that it's supposed to be bachutz outside, when we feel me bachutz. And let's be honest. Some of us, it's like a file and endeavor. We walk and we have to say, Ashalom Aleichem to the Beis Medrash. And it's not easy. And the real, let's go deeper on this, Rabbi Isai. Why don't we show up? What's the real gut? It's not just because we're disinterested. Nah. The real challenge for every single one of us, and Mark Kedisle, everyone on different madrigas, is to challenge ourselves to see the or beneath the choshech. We blind ourselves. We're afraid to try something and fail at it. Because maybe we're not so smart. The challenge of this yontif is to find the or beneath ourselves. And to realize we don't have to define ourselves by that. There's no special birchas atayra if you understand the tzais or not. It's working at it and being afraid to not be afraid to deal with yourself. Many years ago, unfortunately, I had this chus of being the real menahel of the boys' school. I really once did this, okay? Okay? And during those years, my job, which is wonderful, I was the principal at that time of the Limud HaKodesh and the Limud HaChol. And there was a guy who today is extremely successful in many, many areas. He came to me. And he said, Rebbe, I want to talk to you. I said, fine. He says to me the following. He says, I want to drop a pre-calculus course. So I said, why? He said, listen, I don't need it to graduate. I will never open up this book again in my life. What do I need it for? I said, I'm going to leave the name out. I said, you're 100% right. You don't need it to graduate, and you will never open up this book again. She said, can I drop it? I said, no. He said, why? I said, exactly why. I said, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a lot of koichas ha-nefesh. And you're going to be successful someday. But let me tell you something that's going to stop it to the core. The only way you'll ever be successful is you're not going to be afraid to challenge yourself. You're not going to run away from yourself. And I said, because of that, you are not going to drop it. Talk to me from strength, not from weakness. And the challenge to all of us, it's the middle of this month. Believe it or not, we got a few more months to go. Till Pesach. To challenge ourselves. Not to run away from ourselves. It's hard, okay. So it's hard. And this is the yuntiv where we can find the or beneath each one of our own choshech. And the Rabbeinu Shalom should help. And that's why there's the yisayit of chinuch, because that's what chinuch is all about. To instill in people the belief that they can tackle themselves and stop running away and making a million different excuses. And the Rabbeinu Shalom should help that on this yontif, which is the Rabim Biad Ma'atim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that special kayach to overcome what seemingly is insurmountable challenges, that we should be zeicha, that each one of us should find the or which is beneath the choshech.